Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Cody Horton, and I'm broadcasting from Colorado, so thanks for tuning in. I'm going to be doing several episodes for the series of Are You in a Trance? Now, I know a lot of people would say, no, that's ridiculous. I'm not. I don't believe in trance, but I'm here to share with you that if you were to write down all your thoughts, say, for the next 21 days, you will notice that you are caught up into a certain way of thinking and that you have these certain habitual thoughts each and every day. And if you aren't achieving what you want, it's because of these thoughts that you constantly are going over and over or ruminating about, so on and so forth. So this is what you need to change because you're caught up in a trance. And you can use the trance state for your benefit. That's what we do. When you use your imagination, you slip into self-hypnosis or trance. This is how you create what you want. And many people are creating lives that they don't want. And I know many people say to me, I've used positive affirmations and the law of attraction, but it just doesn't work. That's not true. The law of attraction works. It's just that what you're receiving isn't what you want, but you need to investigate that inner conversation that you're having with yourself. So it does work, but you need to know how to use the trance state to convince your subconscious mind, which is created, which is connected to the universal consciousness, and this will create what you want. Many authors and coaches have come up with their idea of how to create your reality, and many of their ideas work, but they're so complicated. And the law of attraction works, and it's simple. Truth is simple. Your brain works in images. That's it. So when you use your imagination, you impress upon your subconscious mind what you want. If anything has convinced me of this power of the mind, it is stage hypnosis. The volunteers drop into an altered state of consciousness, trance, and then they perform skits that are so creative, it blows me away. How do I know this is real? Well, when a person is in an altered state of consciousness, their movements are fluid. And when they're not, and they're trying to fool me or whatever, and they're not in a trance, they're thinking. They're at the intellectual level, and their movements are jerky. They're not fluid. So this is why advertisers show images to get you to buy their products. They know that they can slip past the conscious mind with images, and if the suggestion is accepted, you buy their product. And they always show happy people, people enjoying whatever it is, whether it's food or it's a supplement or some type of an event that you would need to have their product. This is just... it's not rocket science. And in order to create the reality you want, whether it's money, relationships, happiness, you must first begin by using the trance state to imagine what you want. It is the image that you must concentrate on at least once a day. Now, the caveat is that you can cancel out what you want by thinking it is impossible. You might go along... you go ahead and you use your imagination feeling good, then all of a sudden something comes up to trip you up. Well, don't give in to it. Go, no. Bring your awareness back to what you want. You create your own reality. So you have to be aware of your inner conversation, and you change it if it intrudes on what you want. You see, belief in the fact that this can happen is the key. Maybe you can't believe that you're going to receive money or you're going to find a relationship, but you have to believe in a power, and believe in this power that will deliver it to you. And that's what you're doing with the trance state, and it does work. So we use the trance state all the time, and you can use it for your benefit because we are the power. We have the power to heal, and we have the power to create whatever we want. Because you own the power. We weren't put on this planet to suffer. That's not it. But there are other people, they don't understand the power of the trance state, and the power of creativity. So they think that they have to be able to convince you of what they want. And if everybody understood how this premise works, we would have just a totally different world that we're living in. And scientists even talk about entanglement, which means we're all connected. We are all of this power. And this is what ancient philosophy, like the yogis would say, this is Maya. The images of our bodies, so on and so forth, is an illusion, because behind the facade of these bodies, we're all this one power. And so you can have what you want. So we're here to experience life. So there's four things that most people fall into as far as the trance state goes. And they might have a money trance, the self-preservation trance, the recognition trance, that means they want love or they need to have approval, and the romance trance. Now, some of these are okay, but a lot of this is all based upon safety. And it's okay to want all of this, to be able to feel comfortable, but it's all based upon safety. Are we safe here? And you are if you pay attention to your inner conversation. And this is what I would suggest to you. Write down everything that you think of for the next 21 days. And let me tell you, it's probably going to be thousands of thoughts, but the majority of them are going to be the same thoughts over and over and over again. And when you find that, you have to change it. Do the exact opposite. And what you could do is frame it in a more positive way and just see how life starts to come to you and to offer you really fun experiences. This happens to me a lot. I actually, and I learned this from Louise Hay, who's no longer with us, but she said she doesn't leave her home until she has said, I'm empowered, I'm confident, and I'm whole. And she'll state it three times so that she goes ahead and gives power to this awareness. And when you walk out, you would be surprised how people treat you. So this is why the Bible says, I am, and I am that I am. So the power is, I am. And then when you put whatever it is, that I am with it, I am rich. I am happy. I am in love. I am creative. Whatever you put with the I am, that's what you will receive. But you have to do it over and over and over again. And I have a lot of people that go, well, I don't know if this is true or not, but you have to just prove it to yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. No one. Not the big people that we have in the world, the leaders, not your parents, not teachers, not your friends. You have to do it for yourself. And when you do, you'll be so amazed. It's not complicated. You have to believe in yourself, and you need to write it down so you break the spell. Everybody is under the spell of the trance state, but you can go to what Adam Crabtree talks about, trance zero, where you are now making your own reality. It doesn't matter what's going on out there. You'll be in the right place at the right time. And I think it came out in 2008 and was called The Secret. You need to review that, and I think maybe it might even be up on YouTube, but you need to review that over and over and over again to impress upon your subconscious mind, which is connected to the universal mind, of what you are wanting to achieve. I wanted to have some testimonials for my book, Consciously Creating Wealth, which, you know, I really suggest that maybe you pick it up. It's either at my website or it's on Amazon.com. But Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, who first came out with just one book, and I think he tried to get it published like 150 times, and interestingly enough, all of these publishers turned it down. So he was thinking, well, you know, I need to go ahead and visualize or use my imagination. And he thought, well, if I only sell these books and I only get 25 cents a book and I sell a million, I'll have $100,000. Well, that's exactly what he did. And this is what he says about my book, Consciously Creating Wealth. This brilliant book integrates ancient wisdom and modern science to show you how you create your own reality. It brings you new insights that are profoundly clear. More importantly, you are given actual techniques you can use to transform your life. And this is Jack Canfield, who is co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul series and also author of The Success Principles. I believe he's a billionaire by now. So anyway, this is what you need to do. If you're not able to do it yourself, you need to find, say, like The Secret, or maybe The Living Matrix, that's another good movie, or some books that will guide you and help to establish in your mind how to create. Because it works. I even like Florence Shen. She was awesome. And there's just a plethora of people out there. And this is what I say. Life is played on the playing field of universal consciousness. And the purpose of our life is for it to be expressed. We're not here to live in pain. Awareness is having inward knowledge and being mentally awake to the natural laws, which give us the important secrets to achieve our goals and realize our dreams. We have been unaware of the connection between universal consciousness and ourselves, and that we possess the power to create wealth or poverty, tragedy or magic in our lives. Intuition, bursts of inspiration, creativity, knowing, bliss, dynamism, and imagination are all the higher functions of the creative mind. It performs most successfully when we plant the seeds of our desires just after we've taken time to quiet our conscious mind. And this is why they're talking a lot about mindfulness meditation, and that's fine. Just quiet your mind and then start focusing on what you want, because there's two kinds of meditation. There's concrete meditation, which is the trance state, and there's abstract meditation, which is focusing on your breath. Either way, that's fine, but you absolutely have to start using what I would call concrete meditation, which starts to focus on what you want. So whether you want to make money, be successful in business, have loving relationships, or be the best in whatever you endeavor, the creative mind perceives, and it works where you apply and listen to it. Allow your creative mind to handle the details so that your life becomes joyful and carefree. I don't care what's going on out in the world. It has nothing to do with you, based upon unless you're involved in it. And then if you don't want to be involved in it, change your thinking processes and change your focus. And the simple act of deciding begins to create your reality. So if you think you're powerless to change things and you go along with this type of thinking, you're choosing this. And if you decide you want to experience something else, you choose that. Decision is your intent to experience certain events in your life. You have a wealth of experiences to choose from, and you can choose what you want. I'll be back next Wednesday talking more about, are you in a trance? And most people would say no, or people are afraid of it. I tell you, when I started performing stage hypnosis, it was unbelievable. The creativity that comes out of these hypnotized subjects, it just is beyond imagination. And where they come up with these ideas, I have no idea. Other than, I do have the idea that it comes from the power from within. So become aware of what you're thinking about and have belief. If you don't believe in what you want, I mean, I know you want it, but you maybe don't believe you can have it. Believe that there's a power that will bring it to you. So use the trance state for your benefit. Understand this again. We are the power. We are the power. And the power is the I am. And whatever you put with the I am, that's what you'll get. So go ahead and if you want, I don't know, sometimes vision boards don't work all that great for some people, but if you can just use your imagination, which I did when I started a men's clothing store on a mere $2,000, I was just down and out, and I hadn't been using this particular technique of imagining what I want until I started to do that. And every day I kept imagining having a men's clothing store, custom suits and shirts, in a particularly high-rent district in downtown Denver. And lo and behold, seriously, in 21 days, I had signed a contract to open my shop, and it was the exact shop I had been imagining in my mind. It was pure magic. And here's the other piece of this. I didn't take any action until my intuition kept saying, make a call, make a call. And I would suggest that you use inspired action, or even you might not even have to even take any action, and what you want will just be there. I just had knowing that I was going to be successful, and I kept my intention and what I wanted, I kept it a secret so that I wouldn't be confronted with somebody else's negativity. And so it's all up to you, but it comes from within. Well, I'm going to sign off, but if you have any questions, please email me, Cody@CodyHorton.com, or you can always call in on this show, and the guest call-in is 563-999-3097. And check back with me next Wednesday. I'll be broadcasting around about 7:30. And again, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them, because we need to change what's going on. And the only way we can change what's going on is to change what's going on within you. So again, write down the kind of thoughts you're having and change those thoughts. And check it out. What kind of trance are you in? All right. Well, listen, have a great holiday. I'm broadcasting over the holidays, and carpe diem.